This week, a new drug for severe heart failure will arrive in pharmacies. It's called Bidil. After some controversy, the Food and Drug Administration approved it last month, but only for people for whom it's been proven effective, African Americans. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, Bidil's price has become controversial as well.
What makes the price of Bidil so important is how effective the drug is.
I think Bidil is one of the most valuable drugs that I've seen in my career.
Charles Curry is the former chief of cardiology at Howard University. He's a paid speaker for Bidil's manufacturer and also one of the investigators on a study of more than 1,000 African Americans with potentially fatal heart failure. In that study, daily Bidil cut their death rate 43% in a year.
Those numbers are mind-boggling for cardiologists. Usually, if we get a 15 to 20% reduction in mortality, we feel good.
In earlier studies, the drug showed little or no benefit for whites, just for blacks. There's one thing Curry doesn't like about the drug, the price. B.J. Jones is vice president of marketing at Nitramed, the company that's bringing Bidil to market.
The wholesale acquisition cost will be $1.80 per tablet.
The dosage is 3 to 6 pills a day, about $6 to $10 or more wholesale. Curry says that's going to be a problem for many of the elderly black patients who could benefit from the drug.
And I'm not very happy about that. And I hope that we can talk to the makers of the drug and figure out ways to get that price reduced.
At Nitramed, Marketing Director Jones says the company wants to make Bidil available to whomever needs it. The company has developed a patient assistance program.
For those individuals of less means, who are up anywhere up to 3 times poverty, we will make Bidil available to them free. And for those who happen to be north of 3 times poverty but still don't have any insurance to cover that medication, Nitramed will actually subsidize that payment.
Curry says he's anxious to see how the patient assistance program works. Many of the others he's dealt with involve a lot of paperwork that stymies doctors and patients. Jones says the drug is well worth the price and that the company took a risk in going for FDA approval.
The study itself ran actually north of $40 million. And obviously there was a lot of work in terms of development of the process by which the pill would be made and actually doing specific studies around that and trying to make it safe, again, and effective for use in the public.
Bidil is a new patent-protected formulation of two drugs. Each is available generically for 50 cents or less a tablet. Howard University's Charles Curry says doctors may try prescribing them instead. It would take some effort. The generic drugs don't come in the same exact doses as in Bidil.
To be a purist, we should try to use Bidil because that's what was used to obtain the results I mentioned. However, most doctors are practical, and to be practical, rather than spend $10 a day, they're going to be using an awful lot of generic drugs.
The head of the National Medical Association, which promotes the interests of African-American doctors and patients, says taking two drugs instead of one could be difficult for some patients. And he says even with current pricing, Bidil could cut costs by reducing the hospital care that people need when heart failure gets worse and by getting some of them back to work. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.